Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the Empowerment Coach podcast. Again, I'm recording this a wee day early. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to be going and recording a podcast with one of my best friends and one of our other friends' new podcast studio. So we're going to be the little guinea pigs. So it'll be my first kind of co-hosting, if you like, podcast. So it'll be exciting. I'll put it on this channel and you'll see lots and lots of snippets of it on social media. Actually, we're just doing it for like content creation purposes. But actually, we kind of talk to each other quite in depth as friends anyway. So it'll be dead interesting to have that different dynamic where I'm actually talking with somebody and we're kind of battering questions kind of back and forth. So it'll be exciting. So busy day tomorrow, and then we're also going to go see Burlesque, the musical. So I was at a drag show this week, and I've got Burlesque this week as well. So it's been a day, a week of just all this kind of different random stuff, which has been pretty awesome to be fair. Well, this last week's been good, been productive. I have trained, obviously, as I do every week. I always forget by the time that I'm talking about what I've been up to, what I've actually done. But yeah, dancing as usual. I went a wee solo hike last week. Did I tell you that last week? I think I did. I think I did that. Delivering calls, creating content. Myself and my friend went to the podcast studio last week anyway to record. I was delivering a call for her. So we went there last week anyway. It's super cracking. So if anybody's looking for a podcast space, please do get in touch because it's a fabulous space. And then we went to Grow, but couldn't because of our time management skills not being great. Actually, what that's not true. I recorded the training and then it didn't save, so I had to re-record the training, which obviously put us a wee hour behind. So we had to have our Grow food, which was lovely, but I had to have it in a cardboard box in the car, which wasn't quite what I was what my thought process was going with. Went to a lovely wee coffee shop with my mum, and like I said, we had a drag show. It was so good, so good. One of the best drag shows I've ever been to see. I absolutely love drag shows. This was like super in high energy and whatever, and then there was a wee moment of, kind of a slow, quite emotional. It was beautiful though, and that is kind of what I'm coming out to talk about today. So what happened in the drag show, and I'll actually use this in my content this week, but the end, or close to the end, they didn't finish like this, but close to the end they done like a kind of let's turn the the noise down a wee bit, blah 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 blah, and they sang You Are Beautiful by Christina Aguilera, which then went into True Colors. And while they were singing, in the background was the pictures of them as young boys. And I actually got goosebumps. I got a wee bit emotional, like just watching it, because it was just so raw, and it was beautiful to see that when drag shows are so renowned for being very kind of a flamboyant and high energy and a bit kind of a over the top and stuff like that. And it was just lovely to have that wee moment of actually emotion and like authenticity. And yeah, it was lovely. It was a really, really nice moment. And so all of my posts this week, I mean, I was going to do this anyway, but just like that just solidified that I was going to do it. My posts this week have all been about authenticity and coming back to your authentic self. And it's something that's so difficult to do in this world that we live in, because everybody's kind of trying to be everybody else, and that's not fair to say everybody, but a lot of people are trying to kind of follow suit with the shoulds of life and with a path or a pattern or whatever that's laid out for you, that's something that is an expectation that's been put on you, or a behavior that's been given to you that you're just kind of mindlessly doing without really thinking about whether it's in line with who you are as a person, like deep down. Like this world often like pushes us to try and conform, and finding and embracing your authentic self is so powerful. It's one of the most empowering things you can do, is actually like just tap into your inside, like who you are at your core, and find out if you're actually living in line with your values, like your deep, deep rooted values, like your values, not the values given to you by somebody else, not the values expected upon you, but your actual values. And it allows you to step into like your own power. So you're no longer like weighed down by the pressure to fit in. Instead, you're creating a life that actually reflects who you are at your core, your uniqueness, your purpose, your values. It's freedom. It's having that freedom to be exactly who you are and unlocking like that deeper sense of self-awareness, which will build stronger relationships, and it'll, but more so than anything, it'll give you fulfillment. And what more in life can you want than having, than being fulfilled and being content? They're two of the most powerful words I would say that you could use for a life is fulfillment and content. Content, yeah, because contentment's a different meaning, isn't it? Yeah, content. So how do you do it? How do you live authentically? What is it you do to live authentically? So first of all, you want to know yourself. You want to take time to actually look at who you are. What are your values? What are you passionate about? What's your big dreams? Like really deep rooted, not a dream somebody else has given you, not somebody else that you've seen that looks amazing, but it's not true to you. Like, what do you actually, at your core, what do you want your life to look like? So things that can help with that is like journaling, meditation, because meditation gives you a chance to just be present and really like think and stop, which is something we don't appreciate the beauty of. Journaling's really good because it gets all of your stuff that's in your head out. It's really powerful. But simply even moments such as self-reflection can help you reconnect with who you are. Like, why am I doing this? What or why am I triggered by this? Or why am I why How does this feel? Does this feel right for me? Does this feel aligned with me? So for instance, like I worked in a residential care facility for a while, off the back and kind of during COVID, actually, to be fair. Obviously when COVID hit, my dance school was effectively stopped, although I was pranced about my living room doing dance classes practically the full timetable. But obviously that was only a small part, and therefore it couldn't kind of carry me through, if you like. And also at that time, obviously, with those of you who've listened to the rest of my pods, like I at the beginning of lockdown, my relationship broke down, which was a good thing. Like it was a toxic relationship, it was an emotionally abusive relationship, and I was a shadow of myself back then. And COVID actually was a real help with that because it forced that separation in it. But in doing so, it made me want to like look into mental health and why do people behave the way they do, and that human behavior and the trauma and like the impact of trauma in the brain and all these different avenues I started going down, and I had the time and the space to do it. So I cannot count on both my hands the amount of different courses I've done just to learn and grow and develop. And then ended up in this care facility. And my thought process with going into that was like, early intervention is key. If we can get to the younger generation, then they can be not healed, but they can be given management tools and help, and that they don't need to go through certain things that we as adults went through, because they'll have the tools to be able to manage and have more self-belief, more self-worth, more self-love, all that jazz. And I was put into an environment that was all girls. It was all teenage girls. And I found myself really, really struggling in that environment, because the thought process that I had, that I wanted to make this difference in this place, wasn't something that I actually could do, because there was so much red tape. You were bound by so many different kind of stumbling blocks and different controlling aspects of care plans, and also surrounded by people who actually didn't have the same care. And that's quite a bold statement to say, but I think probably in that environment, if you've been there for a long time, you get a bit hardened to it. So therefore you just see them all as a number, and I didn't, and I really, really struggled in that environment. It wasn't in line with my values, and because it wasn't in line with my values, it really, really, really struggled. I really struggled with it. So eventually I was like there for so long, and then I left because I thought, no, this isn't enough for me. I could be doing so much more. These girls could be doing so much more, and they're not getting the opportunity to do it. So that's took me ages to say that one thing. Number two, embrace vulnerability. So being authentic means to be vulnerable, and that's again something that I struggle with sometimes, especially when you have been through quite a lot of heartache or pain. You build a bit of a wall. You build a bit of a kind of brick wall, which is protection. You're trying to protect yourself. But the more I lean into all this stuff, the more I recognize that actually the vulnerability is actually a superpower. So showing up as your whole self, even when it is uncomfortable, and not being afraid to like share your actual thoughts and your feelings and imperfections, because they are what make you who you are. And I think sometimes we're scared to say something, we're scared to speak, we're scared to put our thoughts in case it's not the thoughts of anybody else, and it causes like a bit of a confrontation, or it causes a bit of a debate or whatever. But even in that drag show, I was up dancing, whatever. Once upon a time, I just sat and watched other people dancing and wished I was up. And I was like, no, I'm here. I was having the absolute time of my life. I was absolutely having time of my life. So like, but would I have had the same time? I mean, I would have still enjoyed it sitting down, but it's not who I am. And being willing to just be who you are is such a beautiful thing to do. Number three, let go of external validation and gratification. So authenticity requires releasing that need for approval. And not everybody will get that, and not everybody will support you, and that's okay. But staying true to yourself, you need trust that is more valuable than fitting into someone else's box or mold. Number four would be setting boundaries. So living authentically means protecting your energy, setting boundaries that allow you to honor your needs and prioritize your well-being, even if it's disappointing to others, because ultimately this is your life. You're in the driving seat. You get to decide. And if something is not in line with you have to set that boundary, or someone is not in line with you have to set that boundary, because it's what's good for you and it's what makes you your best self. Number five, creating your uniqueness. So your differences are your strengths, like they're your superpowers. You want to celebrate all these little things, these little quirks and traits that make you. And the world doesn't need you to blend in. It needs you to shine. It needs you to stand up and be who you are at your core. And it's a beautiful place to be. It's a beautiful place to be like, this is who I am. Accept me or not, I don't care. This is who I am. And it's powerful. It is a powerful, powerful place to be. And not everybody will get it. I was speaking to my friend, the same friend I've done my podcast with. I was speaking to her last week, and we're talking about how it's funny because we've moved into this kind of coaching space. So she's doing ADHD, people struggle with ADHD and life and business and stuff like that. And obviously I'm doing all the mindset and the kind of healing stuff. And we were talking about how, because we've kind of morphed and transformed into like a different space, like a different people. Some of the people who knew us have known us for a long, long time, and we've been best friends for years, like probably nearly 20 years. But some of us who knew, have known us all that time are like, what are you doing? Like, what's happening? What are you doing now? Like, what is this? Like, and there's probably at the very beginning, there was an element of you being like, oh, maybe I shouldn't, whatever. But you know what? No, actually, see, if I'm drawn to this and it's my passion and it's what I believe that I'm here to do, then I'm going to go frigging all in, and I'm going to shout things from the rooftops. And if people don't get it, that's on them. It's not on me. And the benefits of living authentically is like, when you embrace everything that makes you, your authenticity, your life becomes more fulfilling. We've said that already. You build deeper and more genuine relationships, and people are drawn to who you are because of who you are, rather than like a mask or a facade that you've put on. Your mental and emotional health will improve as you release the pressure to be someone that you are not. And most importantly, you gain the inner peace that comes from knowing that you're living in alignment with your values, not the values of anybody else. So we want to be living authentically. It's a lifelong journey. It's not something that you crack the same as like anything. I feel like even like in the fitness space and the business space and all these different spaces, it's like people think that there's a like you get to a finish point, and the truth is you never get to a finish point. And also you evolve and you adapt and you change, and that's okay too. That doesn't mean you're not authentic, as long as it feels right to you. So being authentic requires self-awareness, it requires courage and commitment to honoring who you truly are. And once you step into that power, you'll find that life just flows with more joy, more beauty, more connection, and more purpose. And that's what we are all after. Everybody wants to have a life of purpose. Every single person on this earth wants to have life purpose. And you find that quite often the people who are the most depressed or the most anxious or the most not living a life that they want is because they don't have purpose. So imperative to have some sort of purpose in your life. So I want you to think about taking small steps to embrace who you authentically are. Does that mean speaking up when you normally wouldn't? Does it mean setting a boundary? Does it mean just honoring how you're feeling in moments? Because you deserve a life that's fully, like that's full and it's unapologetically you. So you want to stay true to yourself and remember that the world needs your authenticity. The world needs more people who are authentic and aren't pretending to be something that they're not. So how are you going to embrace your authentic self this week? I would love for you to get in contact with me or tag me or whatever. If you're doing anything that is connecting you to your authentic self, feel free to tag me on socials. I want you to really use this space and this time to reflect, be vulnerable, and enjoy and enhance and embrace the journey of living authentically. If this has served you in any way, please do reach out. I would love to hear it. And like I said, if you're doing anything that is going to take you a step towards your authentic self or anything that I ever touch on these pods, please, please, please do get in touch and feel free to tag me. I will not care one bit if I'm getting tagged right, left, and centre. I would love to hear about your journeys. Anyway, have an incredible day, whatever day it is for you that you're listening, an incredible week, and I will be back with you next week. Have a good one. Speak to you soon.